lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, lettuce, cheese, pickles, oh, what am I saying?
You deserve a break today at McDonald's.
I want to take an early moment.
Yes.
To toot the Lou horn.
Toot what horn?
Toot.
Your own horn.
Yes.
And what did you do, Lou?
The teams are wrong, but the Bears are 2-1.
That's right.
And I believe Lou has 2 wins and 1 loss.
Oh, on the prediction show, sure. I think we should put that up on Lou Dickman. Very
good.
It
could fade rather quickly, but, you know.
You got to love it while you have it, Lou. You got to love it while you have it. So a lot of stuff in the news we've missed over the last few weeks. The Giants have a new quarterback, Lou.
The juggernaut of New Jersey is back.
Daniel Danny Jones. Now, he's a rookie.
Danny Jones, young DJ.
Yes. What is it with they don't have any clipboard holders in the NFL anymore, Lou? They just put them on the big stage.
I don't understand that either.
I
don't get it. And why don't they wear hats anymore? I think, you know, when they bring these throwback uniforms in, the coaches should be in suit and ties and have the Paul Bear Bryant hats on.
Exactly. The Tom Landry hat.
Yeah, get rid of Allie Sherman hat.
Who was the last guy to wear a suit? I know Hank Stram wore a suit, too, and Landry, of course.
That was going to be my pick. Was Hank the last one to go?
I think, you know, I can't think of anybody else who wore a suit. Maybe Madden in his early days. I don't know. It was weird.
Okay,
it just,
listeners, that's our question of the week.
That's right. You get that right.
And once again, the winner gets to take me and Kamish out to lunch.
Oh, if that contest ever comes to fruition. Okay.
I'm beginning to take it personally. You know, hey, guys,
too.
You know, a hot dog and patio beef is good.
our listenership's going up this season. It's great. You know, did you listen to the 10th anniversary show, Lou, where I brought back highlights from the past?
I still have not listened to one, Kamish.
Oh, okay, very good. I don't want you to break
your streak. I have not listened to any of the episodes.
All right. All 303 of them. This is... So, also in the news... Also,
I just don't have the time in my busy schedule.
That's right. Also,
Lou has a lot of things to do.
He does. Also in the news, Lou, the Cubs collapsed. They lost 9 in a row at the end of the season to sit this one out, first time out of the playoffs in 4 years.
Well, now it is officially football and hockey season.
That's right. Also, I think
speaking of football.
Yes, go ahead.
How about our Chicago Bears?
How about them? They're on.
I'm not gonna fall into it. I'm still not gonna fall into it.
I know you had the epic rant last week.
I know. And they got lucky. It's a one-off.
And the last,
come on, let's go. We need him to beat the Vikings.
I'm confident because it's at home. But you know, I was confident against the Packers too. So whatever. I just wanted to one more thing about the Cubs. They celebrated the 50th anniversary of the 1969 collapse, so that was a beautiful tribute. They should they should give out bobbleheads for that one, Lou.
Kurt St. Cup bobblehead.
So finally, yeah, Kurt St. Cup bobbleheads. I'd be there for that game. I would. I would be there, first in line. Lou, have you ever, I know you're a big proponent of meat and the table of meat and everything and the Meatopia, But would you try a Burger King Impossible Burger? Have you heard about this, Lou?
How can you not?
So this is a plant-based burger, Lou. Is there such an animal that would, you know, permeate Lou's lips?
Well, technically, aren't all burgers plant-based?
Well, I guess if you...
Cows eat grain.
Right.
Right.
And then you have...
If you made a burger out of cow shit, it'd be plant-based, too.
That's next, Lou. That's next. McDonald's is looking into it right now.
The feces. Feces and fries. $2.99.
The McFeces, Lou. The McFeces. You got to put MC in front of everything.
You got your McFeces. Yes. Would you like anything to drink? Yes, I'll have the McFeces, please.
All right, Lou. This is a good one. Your question of the week, Lou. Your question of the week. What should Eli Manning do in his next career, Lou? What should he do?
Be a spokesman for the McFeces.
All right. It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out, man.
Have a McFeces weekend and go
Bears! This is the commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Feces Slaughterhouse. When you don't give a shit, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou slaughters you!